بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب النحي عن إضاعة المال في غير وجوهه التي أذن الشرع فيها. There is a chapter it is haram, it is not permissible to destroy one's wealth in wrong places besides that where Shariat, our deen, has permitted. In other words, wastage. This is totally prohibited in Islam to waste. And there are two types of this, israf and tabzir. Israf is to spend money where one should not have spent, in wrong way, unnecessary things. Tabzir, where a person has to spend, but he spends more than what he has to spend. Both of these are totally haram. And unfortunately, one of the major downfalls of the ummah today is because of this guna. The amount of wastage that we are involved in, especially when it comes to going to eat out, there it's unlimited amount of wastage in there. And then at weddings also, any social function. Very sadly, our dini institutions like walima has also turned out to be perhaps even haram, because the amount of wastage that goes in, especially when the whole thing is handed over to caterers and they even dress the chairs, etc. That is all total waste. And all the videoing, that is also haram, and it is a waste of money also. And many in our dressing today, the amount of wastage in dressing. How many husbands will tell the wife, you wore this cloak 3-4 times, it's too much. Now you have to give it away, buy a new one. The amount of wastage in shoes, it's also unbelievable. In dressing, and this is one of them, in holidays, the amount we are wasting in holidays. All this in our houses, the interior decorating, etc., which has become an art on its own. To study that also is a haram, is a waste of money. And to do interior decorating like that, it appears there is nothing wrong with it. But all that is all wastage of money. And there is unlimited amount of wastage. And this, the plight of ours is even worse when there are people around us suffering without food, without a proper house, without even one proper room they haven't got. They haven't got one toilet even properly. And then we are wasting like this and right in front of them. This is one of the major causes of the downfall of the ummah and why the ummah is going through its plight. So this is a thing that we definitely have to pay attention. Every person in every detail of his life, he should see that he should not be wasting anything, spend money where it's totally wrong. That is also totally haram. And where we have to spend, but we are spending more than what is required. We need a shoes, it could cost us 300-400 rand, we will spend 2,000-3,000 rand on that shoe. Or whatever else it might be. On a cell phone today, how much money is being spent on there? And the amount of calls, unnecessary calls, calls after calls are made. A person is 5 minutes away from where he's to go, he makes a call. When he's 2 minutes away, he makes a call. When he's at the door, he makes a call. All these things have just become so, just this wastage, no thought of it whatsoever. And there's no end to speak about this, the limits of it. May Allah Ta'ala protect us from this wastage, which has become our food at home. We just have a simple da'wah, the amount of wastage, the amount of food that is thrown in the garbage bin. All this is totally haram, and this is a very sad, and this is across the globe. Not only Muslims, non-Muslims also. In airlines, for example, they give you a meal to eat, you don't touch it, that also goes down the dustbin. In the hotels, in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, whatever food is left over, by law, they have to throw it all away. And the wastage is unbelievable in the world. And then the complaint all the time that we haven't got enough. And then when so many poor people are suffering at the same time, Allah Ta'ala definitely does not like this, how this is carrying on. So, وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna Allah ta'ala yarda lakum thalathan. Allah ta'ala likes for you people 3 things. Wa yakrahu lakum thalathan. And He dislikes 3 things of you. فَيَرْضَى لَكُمْ أَن تَعْبُدُهُ. And he loves that you must worship him. Allah, if your boss pays you, you make sure you are on time for work, you leave, you do your work properly, you don't leave before time. Allah is not only paying us, he has created us. He has given us all our faculties of our eyes, brains, everything. And so in return, it's only right that we worship Allah. But we hardly take out 5 times a day the time to make our 5 times namaz. And especially during these days that we are in, the first 10 days of Zil Hijjah, Allah loves nothing more than his worship. So we should engage more in the worship of Allah in different forms, including the third kalima. وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. And he loves that you must not associate any partner to him. Like that, alhamdulillah, normally we are pure of that. But we should not think that our shop is sustaining us. Medicine is giving us shifa. Food is filling our stomach. That is also a type of shirk. And also, if we do things for name and fame, for worldly gain, that is also a type of shirk. So we should try and stay away, learn and know the different forms of shirk, and stay away from all of them. وَأَنْتَ أَتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. And that we should all hold on to the rope of Allah, and we should not get divided in there. The rope of Allah, the Quran Sharif. We should all hold on the Quran Sharif. And the Quran Sharif has got many rights on us. To learn it, to read it, to practice upon it. If we all do that and we follow the Quran Sharif, automatically we will be united. But when we are falling, or when we are not even reading the Quran Sharif, we are not even touching it, and we don't even know what it's telling us, then how are we going to follow it? So Allah loves also that we must hold on to the rope of Allah Ta'ala, all the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. وَيَكْرَهُ لَكُمْ. And he dislikes for you. Here three things are mentioned besides many other things. And this disease is also very common amongst us. The first one, قِيل or قَال, idle talk. Just sitting and talking, whiling away our time talking. And we regard this as a great art and achievement also. For example, we go to any social gathering, doesn't mean we won't talk to the people. We'll go and sit one side in the corner and face the wall and read tasbih. But just the amount of talking, and any direction somebody wants to take the discussion on, he takes it. Wants to bring politics in the discussion, and the whole, and everyone giving their opinion of all the countries of the world. How Pakistan must be ruled, how Saudi must be ruled, and what we got to do with that, and who's listening to us. Our comments of the peanut gallery got no weight whatsoever. But yet we are spending hours and hours on that. Then on sports, somebody directs the discussion to sports, and we discuss all the cricket and soccer and everything that is taking place in the world. And it's got absolutely nothing for us. Somebody just takes out one talk of deen and see how everyone's face becomes glum. That we must practice on deen, etc. That nobody is interested in. And if we talk about giving our criticism on matters of deen, of the ulama, then everyone jumps on the bandwagon. And everyone has got some comment there. So this is a very dangerous thing also, qil or qal. Then we gossip about people, backbite about people. This unfortunately is also a very common thing. وَكَثْرَةُ السَّوَالِ And to ask many questions. The Bani Israel were cautioned that they had to slaughter a cow. They asked what type of a cow, what color it must be, what difficulty they went through then finding that cow. Allah warns us that don't ask too many questions. Now get your answers. Doesn't mean in ignorance we just carry on and do what we feel like, but to go into unnecessary details. Like for example, a person asks if he gets to the moon, then which moon must he look for to make Ramadan and Eid? That is, it has nothing to do with us whatsoever. And also, when we see an alim, for example, we think of some question which is not even necessary. But we just have to ask a question. So that also is dislike to ask unnecessary. We are not interested in making amal. How many times a person makes a bayan for 1 hour, 1.5 hour? Then you meet somebody and that person give me some nasihat. Now what was he doing in 1 hour, 1.5 hour? Wasn't that all nasihat? Now he's asking for more nasihat. And we're not making amal. The good thing is we have to make amal, not all the time be asking. وَإِذَاعَةِ الْمَالِ, and to destroy one's wealth. And particularly it has come in the hadith, the worst place to use wealth is in sand and stone and water. That is in building. Today we're adding funny shapes to our houses. This design, that design, all the time, this extension, breaking that, adding this. The minute you got some money in the pocket, then it's a holiday, then it's changing the car, then it's doing some renovations to the house, whether it's necessary or unnecessary. All this we should try and abstain from it totally. These things are not permitted, and we are so guilty that we are not aware of our guilt. So nobody makes tawbah also of the wastage. We are making wudu. How common it is that the water is just allowed to run while a person is making miswak, and that water tap is open full. This is all total wastage. In the toilet, we just urinate and 10 liters of water we flush down the toilet pan. And how many things in the gardens that we water, how much don't just for that little, when we hardly got time to appreciate that garden. But the amount of water that is spent watering it, etc., looking after it, if we go and analyze, all this comes under wastage. It is great wastage which we are involved in, while other people haven't got a bed to sleep on. We got gardens which we are not using and maintaining all the time. And that lawn must be perfectly green and it must be right. Everything must be right. On garden service, how much don't we spend? Lot of money. And we don't even think ever of making toba. And we don't know how many people's badduas we are taking. When last year, when there was water shortage, a person had just made a garden at that time. And watering morning and evening at that time, when people haven't got water to drink, and they were crying for water in different places, just a 500 milliliter water bottle was so much to them. And yet the garden is being given water twice a day, and in that hot summer days. So we should be very careful of this also. And we all got this question on our tongue, that why is the ummah suffering like this? But the amount of wastage in Ramzan, the wastage of food is also unbelievable. May Allah guide us, make us conscious of our deen and practice our deen as it has to be practiced. Many a person is a 5-time namazi, tahajjud, guzar, keeps nafil, rozas also. But this wastage thing is unbelievable, how much and time that we are wasting. Today on the cell phone, WhatsApp, internet, people haven't got time, they're busy with that. Time is the commodity, you can't replace it also. Money you have wasted, perhaps you can replace it again. But time you have wasted, you can't replace that time. And lot of time is being wasted, and that is also haram to waste time. It is one of the greatest gifts of Allah Ta'ala. Water, time, etc. But we are just destroying it and let it just go past, so to say, down the filthy gutter. We're just throwing all this away. At the time of mort, we will realize this time how valuable it was. And all the other things, may Allah guide us rightly.